Shortcut method is available in certain limited circumstances. You get to bypass effectiveness testing altogether and simply stipulate that the hedge will be effective. Under a cash flow hedge, you need to have the same notional amount, the same maturity, the same floating rate index, no prepayment, and all conventional terms. Now, there's a couple of red flags right there. Most bank facilities are prepayable at no cost, and currently that looks like something that's hung up in the discussions. Can you hedge a prepayable bank facility? Some say yes, some say no. How do you think about commercial paper? In some cases, well, one view is that if your swap hedge matches the maturity of the commercial paper that you're issuing, and you have no intention of prepaying the commercial paper over the life of the hedge, you're fine. If you start to do things like manage the maturity of CP to take advantage of opportunities on the curve and so forth, while you've got a swap in place against 90-day CP, you run the risk of getting into trouble and producing ineffectiveness and falling out of effectiveness. In fair value hedges, the criteria are similar for shortcut method. You need to have like notional, same maturity date, no prepayability, and so forth. Now, let's think about the prepayability at first. There's a carve-out for par calls and for calls in debt. So if you've issued a callable bond and you enter into a cancelable swap in which all the terms are matched, the call date, call strike, coupons, and all that sort of stuff, you do qualify for shortcut method accounting. What if it's a make-whole call? A make-whole call simply allows the issuer to buy the debt back from the marketplace at a predetermined relationship to treasury yields. So the issuer can buy the bond back from the marketplace at the 10-year treasury yield at the time plus 50 basis points. Currently, make-whole calls are hung up in all of this as well. So if you've issued a bond with a make-whole call in it, the availability of shortcut method is not clear. The obvious point is that any interest rate swap has a make-whole call implicitly built into it. You can always call up the swap provider and close the swap out at its market value. This is completely equivalent to a make-whole call. And then under net investment hedging, there really is no shortcut method per se stipulated. And we'll talk about some of the issues with net investment hedging in a moment. One of the overriding criteria for all of this is that the swap or the derivative has zero fair value at the inception of the hedging relationship. That's going to have consequences for a lot of fair value type hedges that have been executed in the past. And we'll look at an example of one of those in a moment.